You're listening to KXLL Juneau. We broadcast on 100.7 FM from our main transmitter on Ock Mountain in Juneau. We rebroadcast on translator K269AO on 101.7 FM in downtown Juneau and Douglas. Our studios are located in Aucoin Territory on the homeland of the Tlinédi. Thanks for listening. Uvlalutak, you're listening to KXLL Juno. I'm Chandra Boom. Happy celebration. The inaugural Ock Rock Indigenous Music Festival was held virtually last November. And this week, Ock Rock brought back side stage concerts. They're continuing tonight and tomorrow at the Crystal Saloon. Tickets are pay what you can. Head to ockrockfest.com for tickets. It did sell out last night and it was fire. So get those tickets in advance. There's a really great lineup tonight. Daniel Furman, the Mark Brown Band, and Garden of Agony, who I'm so excited to have in studio today. Garden of Agony tickle all the corners of 90s alt-rock fans. They have a ton of exciting news to share, too, that everyone's been buzzing about. A move, a U.S. tour, a new album. They're here to tell us all about it. First, let's get some music in, and we'll be back with Garden of Agony. This cloudy Friday is perfect for a grunge vibe. We're going to start the set of music with Sunny Day Real Estate. Their 1994 debut album, Diary, is a cult favorite. It's heavy, it's dark, but somehow the whole thing is so gentle and just has the biggest beating heart. If you're a Nirvana stan and you haven't heard Sunny Day Real Estate, listen to the Diary album. Here's the opening track, it's 7. We'll be back with Garden of Agony live in studio here on KXLL Juno.
Hey. shoulders. It was through your eyes I learned the whole world. Every moment with you, I'm the most beautiful. And it's so wonderful to be loved by you. To be loved by you. These always they take me back to when you take me by the hand and show me off, cause I'm yours and you're mine. You made me feel so self-assured, and even though I was just a boy, you gave me all the poise of a man. When words resembled hieroglyphics and left us look like puzzle pieces, you were there to show me all its secrets. I'd sit there all teary-eyed, just listening on the candlelight, thinking, optimistic.
Call.
Welcome back. You're listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom. You just heard Belly. It was the title track to 1995's King album. And happy celebration. It has been such a fun week. This has been my first week of celebration, and I absolutely adore it. And it's partly thanks to a whole new part of celebration, the Ock Rock Side Stage Concert Series. Ock Rock continues tonight at the Crystal Saloon. Tickets are pay what you can. That means you can set your own price. Head to ockrockfest.com to get your tickets. And I am so thrilled to welcome into the studio today one of the musical acts performing tonight, Garden of Agony. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, in unison. I love it. They're known in Juneau for their heavy alt-rock sound. We have the whole band in studio today. Darren Friday on bass, Caleb Ryan on drums, and David Friday on guitar, and Daisy Floyd on lead vocals. They have a ton of exciting news to share ahead of their performance tonight at the Ock Rock Side Stage. Welcome, y'all. It was great to catch you all live at the Crystal a few weeks ago. Tell me how it's been getting back on stage for live performances since the pandemic.
Great. We just, that in-person electricity and energy that is shared between the crowd and the music and the artist is, it's just, there's nothing like it. It's incomparable and awesome for us.
For those who might not know, can you give us a quick snapshot of the family history with Brass Band?
Oh, yeah. I've had family members in the Salvation Army Brass Band, and I know back in the day that they were so good, they were, you know, all Tlingits, and they couldn't read one word of English, but they could read music well, and that was the universal language that they used to reach a pretty wide audience. They actually played for President Roosevelt, I believe, is what they said, and you know, they were pretty impressive, and Walter Williams Sr. was the band director, and, you know, my great-grandfather was in the band, and, you know, it's really, really great to hear how music can do such a thing as what, you know, reaching different cultures and racial barriers and all that. It was really cool.
Yeah, and that's something that we're really looking forward to, and that's such a magical part of Ock Rock, which we'll talk more about in just a minute. And I know we were just talking off mic about our music tastes and grunge and your sound, so I wanted to hear, Caleb, what's like one of your top bands that you just love?
That's a hard question. one of my favorite bands of all time, they're from the 90s, but they're not grunge, it's Dream Theater.
Dream Theater?
Yeah.
Ooh. Way to stump me. I haven't heard them before.
Yeah. That's a lot of my influences come from Dream Theater, but I also have influences from a 80s metal band, Megadeth.
Yeah, Megadeth. All right.
I get one of my favorite drummers from Megadeth. His name is Nick Menza. I'm influenced him by a lot. Like, he influences me from my drum style.
That's so great. I'm curious, who has the softest musical taste in the group, do you think?
Daisy.
Me.
Oh, yeah, Daisy. Yeah. Share us a couple of your faves.
Well, I guess I'll share my favorite, like, vocal style. I actually base my vocal ability on soft, like, tonality is my biggest thing. And so, like, let's say Norah Jones. I love her so much. Norah Jones, Mazzy Star. Lee Nash. I just love distinct sounds vocally. So yeah, that's probably as soft. Well, you know, it gets softer. I love indie music. I love anything that's just like super mellow for that certain type of mood. I like the Eagles. Like, that's a good example. It always puts me into that very peaceful mode. But yeah, there's a lot of influences. A whole bunch. I can't name one.
Mazzy Star, you are speaking my language, girl.
Yes, she's awesome. She's amazing.
Yes, absolute favorite from the 90s. We're going to have a talk about the Eagles, though.
I grew up on them. It's hard not to.
Everybody loves the Eagles. It's so great to have this alternative rock sound here in Juneau for people like me who are huge fans of the sound of your music. Especially in a pretty heavy, like, folk-heavy music scene. But we're going to have to do without you for a while. You're going on your first tour downstates. First one, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Darren, can you tell us about where you're headed?
Well, our first stop is Atlanta, Georgia. That's where our manager, Trinity Michaels, is based out of for right now. And he's got some shows lined up for us in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Nashville, Tennessee, and basically just back and forth between those two states for now. We got some pretty solid dates, and we're pretty psyched to, you know, get down there and try to, you know, capture more listening ears and, you know, people to follow us and the type of in-person networking with you know, people who, you know, will come and support the band and, you know, listen to the music. And, you know, I think we're even grateful if they just come and they stream us for free on these streaming, whatever streaming platform they have, because we just want people to connect with the music in the way that, you know, it's really unique to, you know, every individual is different. They'll come up and tell us about a song or something, and it'll be like, oh, wow, that's a pretty cool interpretation. So we really like connecting with the people for sure. And this, like you said, when you mentioned before, the in-person concerts that we're having, is it's the best medicine for sure.
Absolutely. You just hit the nail on the head. It really is such good medicine to have live performance and to really have it from the heart. So, yeah, you all have something really special. David, I'm curious to hear a little bit from you. Do you have like a town or a city that you're most looking forward to performing in?
I guess just both of them, because I've never been in either of those states. Maybe Atlanta, but also then I have a lot of bands that I like that are based out of Tennessee too. So maybe Tennessee, because I get to see, maybe we'll hopefully see them if they're there.
Yeah, I love it. That sounds like so much fun. So you mentioned a little bit about move out of state. Can you tell me a little bit about that one, Darren?
Well, the move is, it's definitely a goal that's still up in the horizon for sure. I believe we plan on giving it one more year here in Alaska and get, you know, our next album off the ground. And we do have a lot of material that we are ready to record, and we just, Trinity's making, like I said, these connections for us, and he's really kind of just wanted to make sure that the move is the right time, and not only at the right time, but the right place for sure, and so that we can kind of epicenter somewhere and then just kind of branch off and, you know, drive to where we need to. He's definitely been working overtime on all this, and we're pretty psyched to get this to where we need it so that we can do this move and, you know, take it to the next level. You know, so, but yes, there is a move in the works for sure, and we don't know if it's definitely going to be between those two states, so Tennessee or Georgia.
Tour is going to be such a great opportunity to test those waters. Before the tour, Daisy, what do you think has been most helpful about cultivating your sound and your stage presence here in sort of your hometown?
Well, God, I just, lots and lots of time just failing and then growing from there, and just watching and studying my favorite artists, but like emulating it in my own way. Cause like, when I was really young, I wanted to be like almost exactly like my favorite artist, but I realized that our strength is to be ourselves. So yeah, that's something I built off of and found a lot of just strength in, is just to be your best self as possible. And just, I think that's basically it.
That's beautifully put. Your strength is your best self. Let's hear a sample of that. We're live in the studio with Garden of Agony. Don't miss them before they're heading out of town. Garden of Agony are performing tonight at the Crystal Saloon for the Ok Rock side stage. Head to okrockfest.com to get your tickets. We'll get a sample. This is Monday Rain from Garden of Agony here on KXLL Juneau. You just heard a piece of Monday Rain from Garden of Agony. You're listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom, and I am thrilled to have Garden of Agony in the KXLL studio with me today. Caleb, David, Daisy, and Darren. I did it this time. Thanks again for being here. Well, especially while you have so much going on, the tour, looking forward to a possible move, and a new album release. Can you share the title?
Actually, that one's still in the making of. We're trying to decide
up
on
in
that.
The air. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were stuck on In the Garden for a while, you know, and. Yeah.
And our manager is like, "That's not a good title." Like, oh, God damn, Trinity, Jesus. yeah, we're discussing it, and we want to meet each other halfway on what the title will be, and but yeah, it's. We can't wait to finally decide what that's going to be.
All right. More tea to come from Garden of Agony. How about the material on the new album? You mentioned songwriting. So how did the pandemic impact your songwriting? How did the new material come about?
For me personally, it did encourage me to write even more, but I kind of always done just wrote in general. I've always found time to do that. But yeah, you know, the things that happened through the pandemic, there's a lot of things that were very much an inspiration for me to write about certain things and whatnot. But yeah, it's I think it did really help. It gave us more time to put whatever we wanted to.
I always had a journal of thoughts and of you know, reflections and lyrics and poems and. You know, a lot of times it'll be just David, you know, when we come to the studio, to the jam space, he's jamming on some kind of riff, just warming up, and we're ready to practice, you know, for our shows and stuff, and Daisy be like, what is that you playing? And he's like, I don't know, it's just something I'm messing around on, you know, and he's then she'll pull out some, what she feels will fit the melody and progression David's playing, and, you know, that's where it all starts, and then by the time, you know, Caleb, where I get there, then you know, they're jamming on it, and they're like, "Wow, what is this?" And then, like, it's a new jam, and so Caleb and I will help kind of bring the structure to, you know, the arrangement of how the song is gonna go from there. So, you know, it's really an awesome process for sure. It almost comes effortlessly, so it's really cool, and definitely. You mentioned the pandemic and stuff. We haven't really slowed down much, and we were doing shows right in the middle of the pandemic too. We did a couple of private parties, and we did the Boogie Till You Puke. Last couple of years, and
that's such a great title.
Yeah, it's the Panhandlers Motorcycle Club show that goes on. You know, it's going to be later this month. But we were continue to be busy. We
did online streams.
Yeah, a lot of shows online too. So it was, we kept as, you know, it wasn't as busy as we are now, but it was still nice
to
be able to
play. Beats the live experience, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned earlier just it being good medicine, and it's such a clear, like, organic, just wonderful ensemble that you have together. So I wanted to talk about Ok Rock for a minute, and how does an Indigenous-focused music festival sort of nourish what already exists?
Well, music is so universal, and it's just such a blessing for everybody, and I think it reaches so much people and anybody, and I think it's so cool to, like, kind of be ourselves up there on stage and, like, kind of hopefully inspire people, anybody, and especially the people of Ok Rock and whatnot. And it's really, yeah, just that's, yeah. Anyone else?
Like Daisy said, you know, it's a universal language, the music, and I think that we've always, like, with our style, you'll listen to the album Just Chasing Summer, and it's mostly alternative rock, but then you hear Them Damn Aliens, or what's another song I can think of? Chasing Summer, and it's a blues song. We've always tried to not put our genre into a box, so that's the same thing we try to do with, you know, as far as, yeah, there's people in the band that have ethnic background. There's people in the band that have that may be related. There's people in the band that have political views and, you know, even certain religious views. But we don't call ourselves a religious band or a cultural band or a political band, because we try to reach the masses with the music, and that's what we wanted to do, is to have our music impact the masses, whether it be here in America or, you know, overseas in Europe. We've had our music played over there, and we've had it played down in Brazil already, and we've had interviews where they were interviewing us on the radio and they're down in Brazil, and they're like, you know, they really dug the music and they said they were getting call-ins all the time for the songs, and they were telling the listeners their album's on Spotify and on Apple Music too, you know. It's like, we want to hear it on the radio though. And so, but that's what we want, you know. And that's, if it's doing exactly that, then I think we really just are really blown away that somebody in Europe or Brazil or even in the Philippines is listening to Garden of Agony. And so I think that's what we are most, we feel most accomplished with as far as what Garden of Agony is about. If that answers your question.
Yeah, it absolutely does. It's about the music.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah, music is the culture, and, you know, we believe in it, and, you know, we have our views in the music. We, like Daisy's, like I said, it's her journals, it's her lyrics, it's her poems, and she's putting her heart on a sleeve, and she's an open book for people, and, you know, that is bold. That is a big thing to do, you know. And for her to see people getting impacted by that message is really a positive vibe back to her.
It really is, and you nailed it so well earlier, Daisy, with just be yourself and being you. Sure, draw your inspiration from your favorite artists. Okay, I have to ask one more thing, because I also like your vibe, your whole aesthetic, your fits, your hair, just everything, like, totally meshes. So who's got the most, like, fashion inspiration?
That would be me. Yeah. I love fashion, actually. It's something I really take whatever pride in or something. It's just for as long as I can remember, I've liked clothes, and then finding my favorite style or something that felt like me was the best thing ever for me. I just felt like so much more confident, and just, yeah, it's cool to take inspiration from your favorite people and make it your own. It's really fun. But yeah, and I kind of coach all the band members here.
Yeah. And it would be like, just before we get in, she'd be like, you're wearing that? And I'm like, God, I thought it was okay.
Wardrobe stylist, all right. Good, built in, I love this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. This all sounds like such a wonderful way to kick off a new volume of work. You've already been on the way with Brazil, in Europe. We can't wait to see how the tour goes. We'll be following your journey. Thank you so much to my guests today, Caleb, David, Daisy, and Darren. Our Garden of Agony, go see them before they head out of Alaska for their East Coast tour. Garden of Agony are performing at the Ok Rock side stage tonight at the Crystal Saloon. Tickets are pay as you can. Your purchase supports the Ok Rock Indigenous Music Festival, the first festival of its kind here in Tlingit Nuna. Head to okrockfest.com to get tickets. They mentioned earlier their song, Them Damn Aliens, and I can't get enough of that. It's so good. This track is an actual gem. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank
you.
Here's Them Damn Aliens. Keep it tuned to KXLL Pinyaknak Nalon Akwan.
Take yourself to a wide open space, a place deserted at night. Since many UFO sightings are at night, and obviously, if you're abducted, you will be going on to a UFO.
Abducted by aliens. Some call it absolutely bogus. But for a man in Juneau, Alaska, it certainly was very real.
Feeling superstitious, I feel that I can't fly.
That is the science.
Grab the tin foil so they can read our minds. Cause if they send us back for being so whack, I break down and cry. Sure, it's beautiful.
I seen some of that blue Carolina blue light going on through them waters. You know, it looked like a
I'm feeling so small, I'm lost for words.
Good up.
Glorious sight.
Hit hard by them bright lights.
I'm hypnotized, a circle of lights in the dark of night.
That's where they got to come out of that crap singing file. I ain't
talking about it. Back for being so whack, I break down.
Those who've been abducted by aliens, there's a support group with its headquarters just about 10 minutes from them. Most of the abductees seem to live near Juneau, Katipan, which chooses mainly Filipinos, which makes you wonder how the aliens choose their victims.
Robot creatures, because they move.
Right, I'm very
carried me out.
He said the aliens made him realize that they didn't want to hurt him.
He sent me back down by the water since he thought I'm not like water.
Never had no chance. No. support comes from GCI. Since 2017, the GCI Suicide Prevention Fund has made contributions to Alaska organizations and nonprofits in an effort to help prevent suicide and promote healthy communities. Suicide prevention resources and initiatives at gci.com/gives. Stop.
Somewhere to go.
Welcome back. You're listening to KXLL. I'm Chandra Boom. You just heard the Lemonheads. We started that set of music with today's guests. It was Garden of Agony. They're performing tonight at the Ock Rock side stage at the Crystal Saloon. Tickets are pay as you can. That means you can set your own price. Head to ockrockfest.com to get your tickets for the final two nights of the concert series. Your purchase supports the full Ock Rock Indigenous Music Festival coming in 2023. Support Indigenous artists, support Indigenous-led productions, and support your local music scene. This has been an excellent week of music, y'all. I'm Chandra Boom. I'm here Wednesdays and Fridays at 1 o'clock with your fresh jams just for you, Juno. Happy Friday. Have a good celebration. Here's Pixies. It's Dig for Fire on KXLL Juno.
No, my child, this is not my desire. You're tuned to KXLL, Juneau, Alaska.
Wanna tell you how I feel in LA.